From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. In the aftermath of the judicial victory scored by Wyndham Democrats Nick Bove and Natasha Schuster, it remains to be seen if a fraud investigation is forthcoming. Bove's attorney, Kevin Maldonado, said last week the Greene County District Attorney's Office and the State Attorney General's Office will decide if allegations of election fraud are pursued. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzone said September 18th, there is currently no criminal case pending against Wyndham Democratic Party Chairperson Tom Pulker. Stanzone said, and I quote, "Whether there will be an investigation has yet to be determined. There has been talk of some improprieties. There may very well be an investigation, but nothing is pending per se," end quote. The Attorney General's office did not return calls for comment. Maldonado asked Bove's counterpart, Republican Thomas Hoyt, if he considered Pulker's failure to get the party candidate's paperwork submitted on time to be an offense. Hoyt is the Wyndham Town Republican Party chairman. Hoyt said, and I quote, "I would have offered to take the paperwork down for Mr. Pulker," end quote. Pressed further about getting involved in the matter, Hoyt maintained that he did not want to involve himself in another party's issues. Bove, candidate for Wyndham Town Supervisor, and Schuster, candidate for Wyndham Town Board, sued Pulker after the committee chairperson failed to submit the required paperwork to secure their places on the ballot for the general election by the July 25th deadline. Judge Lisa Fisher ruled in their favor last week, and their names will now appear on the Democratic line in November. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. The former chief of staff for Republican first-term State Senator Daphne Jordan has filed a human rights complaint alleging the lawmaker unfairly and inappropriately terminated his employment in July. Chris Thompson, a longtime Senate GOP aide and former confidant and press secretary for former State Senate Majority Leader Joseph L. Bruno, is accusing Jordan of violating his, and I quote, "basic human rights," end quote, including asking him to pull a candy wagon in a parade last March while dressed as a leprechaun. Thomas's complaint states, and I quote, "I felt that my direct supervisor, Jordan, violated my basic human rights by directing me to wear clothes not befitting of a 61-year-old grown man. Dressing me up as a leprechaun is wrong. A supervisor, let alone a sitting state senator, should exercise better judgment than to send such images to a subordinate. I refused to wear the clothes to the parade," end quote. Thomas said the day after he refused to attend a fundraiser for the senator in Half Moon, Jordan fired him in front of two other staff members, and he was escorted from the state capitol, and I quote, "like a criminal," end quote. He filed the complaint August 20th with the State Division of Human Rights. Jordan's spokesperson, Joshua Fitzpatrick, issued a statement September 18th after a story about the accusations appeared in the Times Union, saying the, and I quote, "allegations are baseless and wholly without merit, and frankly, it's very sad that a disgruntled and terminated employee would lie in such a manner," end quote. A spokesperson for Senate Minority Leader John J. Flanagan declined to comment. Read the full story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Coyman's Town Board September 12th approved two new members to the Town Planning Board in a tense split vote. Kristen Herrick and Nicholas Battaglia were appointed during the Town Board's regular meeting in a 3-2 decision. Board members tussled over the four resolutions presented for a vote, including a motion to appoint a new Planning Board chair, which failed to pass. Town Board member Kenneth Burns asked after the fourth and final vote, and I quote, "these candidates, I know most of them, I don't know all of them, but as a board, shouldn't we have discussed it together," end quote. Town Supervisor Philip Crandall explained that he and board member Daniel Baker interviewed all seven prospective applicants together and decided who would be nominated. Planning Board member Albert Collins asked why the board did not hold a public workshop and openly discuss the four candidates and their qualifications. Crandall replied, and I quote, "That's not how we chose to do it," end quote. Herrick and Battaglia were appointed to fill the vacancies created by the death of Ernest Quinto and the resignation of Peter Ferrando. Battaglia is employed as a principal court attorney in the state Supreme Court in Greene County. Herrick is also an attorney and is employed as the executive director of operations for the international nonprofit Vascular Birthmarks Foundation. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Ulster County Legislature September 17th on a near unanimous vote approved the creation of a county department of economic development. The purpose of the department is, and I quote, "to facilitate economic growth, attract business, and increase investment and development in and for the county," end quote. The lone dissenting vote was cast by Democrat Kathy Nolan. She said, and I quote, "I'd like to have the work that's done for this legislature really be represented in our joining with a new executive and not trying to correct in this chamber whatever deficiencies someone claims to have with other members that are public servants," end quote. The department will be headed by a director of economic development appointed by the county executive and subject to confirmation by the county legislature. No funding was allocated to operate the department. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.